Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. This is show number 246 for April 25th, 2010. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. And the song you're listening to is The Art of Destruction. The artist is Teresa Kelly. And the song comes from Hand Shoes and Horse Grenades. Once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And a little bit about the music. I like to add a little music to the beginning of the show. It gives us some variety here. And I use different types of music, different genres. And I think mixing that up makes the show interesting. And then at the end of the show, the entire song is there and available for you to listen to if you like it. If you don't, just turn the podcast off at the end of the show prior to the music starting. But if you do like it, there are links in my show notes that will take you to the website where you can purchase the song or the album. Well, I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank you if you are a subscriber to the show. I really appreciate that very much. And you can go to iTunes. If you're not subscribing, you can go to iTunes, type in search for travel agent, and up will pop the Home Base Travel Agent Show. Now, we produce this show every week, or nearly every week, throughout the years, and we started the show back in 2005, so we're well into the podcasting realm with the number of shows that we've produced here for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And our target audience are people that are interested in the travel business, or if you're a travel agent, you are our target audience as well. The show is produced by Barry Kantz and Laureen Romero, and Laureen is mainly responsible for going out there and finding our interesting guests, and you know she does a very good job of that. And we do have one sponsor on the show, and I'll talk about that here in a minute. The people we have on the show are our guests, and we do endorse their products, but we're not paid to have them on the show. We have them on the show because we find that they will be interesting for you in the travel business. And hopefully, the information that's provided to you will help your travel business as well. So that's what we're doing here. And the paid advertising on the show is from GoToMeeting. You may have important business contacts from Los Angeles to New York and even abroad, and you'd like to meet with them more often, but traveling is expensive and time-consuming, and, you know, traveling was pretty difficult getting to Europe here the past few weeks. You know, GoToMeeting would have been just the right tool to save a lot of headache in trying to get around that volcanic eruption in Iceland. But, you know, the solution is start using GoToMeeting to hold your meetings online. Now, GoToMeeting is brought to you by Citrix, and it's the easiest online meeting service available. Simply set up your meeting in advance or start one on the fly. Everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and now they can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person. And with GoToMeeting, you can host unlimited meetings for one low, flat rate. Now, I've used GoToMeeting, and I find it's great, and it does save me time and money. So try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. Now, my listeners here on the show have an opportunity to try GoToMeeting for 45 days, and that's for free, and that's a month of unlimited online meetings for free. To get the special offer, just visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast. Okay, I'd like to thank GoToMeeting and the folks over at Raw Voice for bringing us this opportunity to provide a little bit of advertising revenue for the show. So if you'd like to visit the website where the show is hosted at, you can go to www.hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. And go over and take a look at the website. There's archives there. There's a place where you can sign up for the show notes to have the show notes delivered automatically into your email inbox, whenever they're produced, usually once a week. And that's very convenient. So check out the website. And if you'd like to drop me an email, and I do like to hear from you all, you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. So with that brief introduction of the show and what we're all about, I want to get into the co-hosted segment. I think you'll find this quite interesting, especially if you have clients or if you are interested in Alaska. So here we go. Hey, welcome everybody to the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment. And, you know, in the emails that I got when we were setting up this interview with our guest, Laureen came back and forth with an email talking about a couple of wild ladies. And, you know, that's going to relate to the educational opportunity, the educational information that you're going to get coming right up here with our guest and with Laureen Romero. And I'll tell you, just before we hit the recording, it was a wild session. So I think that's going to continue on into the show. So, Laureen, take her away.
Thanks, Barry. We have on the show today a guest who has been here on the show a couple of times, and I can never resist having her back on. And she always just brings new light and excitement to the show. And her name is Tanya Hancock. She's the Tourism Sales Manager for the Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau. And one of the things I love about Tanya is she's full of life and she's passionate about what she does. I have seen her at several conferences. If any of the listeners are going on the Holland America Signature Fam that's leaving out of San Diego mid-May, you will have the opportunity to meet her in person. She will be doing a training and on the fam with us for the entire week, which is wonderful and exciting. And she brings so much life to talking about what she's passionate about. And I would like to introduce Tanya Hancock, and she's going to talk to us about their brand new web training and give us some direction on how to get to it. It's the Anchorage Wild Expert Webinar Training Program. So, Tanya, take it away and tell the other travel agents about what you have to offer them.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Laureen. What a wonderful introduction. I really appreciate that. You're always fun to work with as well. Yes, our Anchorage Wild Expert, otherwise known as our AWE webinar, destination training program, is brand new. We're very excited to be hosting it on the Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau's website, which is www.anchorage.net. So very simple, .anchorage.net. And it is in the travel trade section of our website. As you know, we do a lot of destination training, and we've been doing this for years for travel agents that are really doing a great job selling Alaska cruises, but are often challenged when it comes to selling cruise tours or when it comes to selling pre and post nights and really increasing opportunities for clients to see more of Alaska, as well as increasing the bottom line for all travel agents in terms of profits. And we have found that the destination training programs are very popular when we go out to different conventions, when we go out to different conferences, but they're very expensive, and they require us to not only buy seminar time, but travel agents to pay to fly to different cities, pay for hotel rooms, and be able to participate in those conferences. And we can't all break away and all of the time and have that opportunity. A lot of our travel agents are now home-based. Many of them are in smaller tertiary cities and working two jobs. And we found that we just wanted to expand our reach when it came to destination training. So we took my PowerPoint presentation, and I went into a recording studio and did the voiceover for it. And then we decided it wasn't quite exciting enough, because live training has the element of being able to look at your speaker. The speaker's able to tune into the audience. We're able to pause and go off on tangents for Q&A and answer all of the questions that are relevant to agents. And so we really thought at ACVB, how is it that we could make this better? And the answer was to add video segments. So about every fifth slide, we actually have moving video that shows you what is it like to ride on the Alaska Railroad. What is it like to be on a day boat cruise in the middle of Prince William Sound, watching whales and watching big chunks of glacier ice calve? What's it like to see an elk or to see a moose at the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center, et cetera? So it really did add quite a bit to the program and made it fun in addition to very, very informative. The training that I do normally when I do training live is about 45 minutes to an hour, and we also recognize that that might be difficult for somebody to sit in front of a computer for 45 minutes to an hour. We're all distracted. We all have phone calls coming in, emails coming in. For those who are home-based, they have family members probably coming in left and right. And so one of the things that I decided to do was take my seminar and break it down into 15-minute segments so that agents could really tune in to what is most relevant to them. So each section has a different title. The first one is Awesome Anchorage, which focuses on the activities and attractions available in the city itself. The second one is called The Outer Limits, and that is all about activities and attractions outside of downtown Anchorage, but still inside the city. The third segment is called Day Trips South of Anchorage, and the fourth segment, Day Trips North of Anchorage. And once again, they're somewhere between 12 to 15 minutes long, depending on how much time you take as you go through the different seminars. And I think the beauty of it is that you can do these any time you want. So if you're in your pajamas and you can't sleep at 2 in the morning and decide that you would like to learn more about Alaska to help increase your Alaska sales, you can certainly go onto the website anytime. It's free, and go through the different parts of the seminars that you would like to see and that you would like to learn about. And you can also pick up anywhere you've left off if you've gotten distracted, if you've got something that was going on right in the middle of one of them. You can sign back on at any time. Now, when you're done with all four segments, we're really encouraging everyone to go and click on Take the Quiz. Take the survey. It's linked by hyperlink online to Zoomerang. It's very simple. If this doesn't make any sense, don't worry about it. All you have to do is click the link, and it will give you the test, which has 12 questions that go back and relate to all four segments of the training. If you get 80% right on those on the survey, on the quiz, then you get entered in to a contest where you can win either a stuffed Alaskan animal, 5 pounds of king crab, Alaskan king crab, my absolute seafood favorite in Alaska. It's wonderful. Or a free fam tour to Alaska this year in 2010. So we've got some compelling reasons, because we know everybody's busy, for you to not put it off and to actually go online and be able to participate in the program. And everyone will certainly receive an Anchorage Wild Expert Diploma. So once we determine that we grade your test and determine that you have passed the test successfully, we will send you out a very cool diploma. It has our little moose mascot, Seymour of Anchorage, on it, holding a rolled up diploma with his little graduation hat on and the tassel and the whole bit. And you can frame that. You can hang that next to your desk. You can scan it and include it on your website, in your emails, any way that you would like to use that. After your title, you can put down that you're an ACE. An Anchorage Wild Expert. ACE, by the way, is the Alaska Certified Expert Program, and that's the statewide training program, which is also free. So if you do the ACE program as well as the AWE program, once again, you can hold yourself out to your clients as being an Alaska expert, and I think it will give you even more credibility and really help you when it comes to upselling pre- and post time nights in Anchorage and South Central Alaska, as well as Alaska cruise tours in addition to those Alaska cruises.
Now, I know that one of the cruise lines is altering their traditional cruise, and they're going to be going to Kodiak, Homer, and now into Anchorage, which I think is very exciting that they're doing that, because typically they stop in Seward. Since you're familiar personally with the Anchorage area, what would you recommend that some of the agents send for a day tour for their clients to go to if they're booking? Of course, we want them to spend an entire week in Alaska and be able to tour around to the entire area with Fairbanks. Denali is absolutely gorgeous. But if they only have a day in port, say in Anchorage, what would you recommend for people to go do while they're in town?
Well, that's a great question, Laureen, and I think it really depends on the client that the travel agent has, and they should really just kind of pose some of the different options to them to figure out what it is that they're most interested in. For example, there will be flight seeing tours that will be offered. If somebody does want to go to Denali, they certainly have the opportunity to go as a flight seeing option. It's about 4 hours total from Anchorage round trip, and you literally fly around Mount McKinley. Weather permitting, you can land at the base of Mount McKinley in Ruth Glacier Amphitheater and then fly on back to Anchorage. A day boat cruise is very doable as well. Going to Prince William Sound, it's about an hour south of downtown Anchorage. That would be a great option for clients. Clients interested in the museum and learning more about the history of Alaska and in learning about the native peoples of Alaska would do well to go to both the Anchorage Museum and then go to the Alaska Native Heritage Center. Our museum, by the way, is particularly incredible as of 2010 because they have just finished completing, or they're just putting the finishing touches on, a huge multi-million dollar expansion, and they have now added a Smithsonian Arctic Studies Center where they're showcasing Native art that has been in storage at the Smithsonian for decades, and it's just really wonderful that these pieces are finally seeing the light of day, and they've really got a wonderful exhibit that they've put together. The Thomas Planetarium is another thing that's been added to the Anchorage Museum that's about to open in May, and the Imaginarium Science Discovery Center. You know, I originally thought that the center was for children, and I recently was able to participate in a fam tour of the Imaginarium, and I'll tell you what, you want to see some grown adults turn into little kids fast. It was so much fun and so interesting to see how different things work in terms of science from a perspective of fun exhibits, fun interactive exhibits. I really enjoyed it. And they also have a great restaurant there as well. So those are just touching on a few things. There are so many other things that clients can do. They can rent bicycles. They can go ATV riding. We have fabulous shopping. We have great restaurants. Those are the types of things, though, that travel agents can learn about so that they really are able to successfully sell, once again, the Alaska experience on the training that we do at Anchorage.net on the Alaska Wild Expert Destination Training.
It's fascinating that how the industries had to kind of regroup. I know that you have been at many, many, many conferences and really had to kind of work at how can you still accommodate getting agents trained in this day and age. As you're saying, more and more people are working from home. They're not able to get out as much as they used to, and I really need to applaud you to be able to take the time and the creativity to be able to make the AWE program to make it available for people. Alaska, as any of our listeners know, is one of my favorite places, favorite destinations, and it's not only about going there on a cruise. As you're saying, it's about getting down and dirty and being able to see the towns and experience it. And your training program really allows the agent to be able to get the training that they need to be able to refer their clients there.
Well, thank you, Laureen. I have long known that Alaska is not the easiest destination to sell. It can be very challenging. It can be very intimidating to travel agents because of the fact that it is so diverse. It's a very big state. We have 5 regions. Every region has its own temperatures, its own daylight hours that is very unique and different from the next region. And just the amount of space between the cities alone, it can be very daunting to figure out how am I going to learn all of these things? How am I going to be able to tell my clients something and not have them come back and point their finger at me and go, you were wrong, you said this, and this is what we really found. I think that it's one of the destinations that really lends itself more to destination training than most. For example, most people kind of know what they're going to get when they go to Las Vegas. We all have a pretty good idea of what a Las Vegas weekend or what a week in Las Vegas is going to include. But a lot of people don't know. They don't know what to wear. They don't know where to go. They don't know what they're going to be able to do, what the transportation options are going to be. When it comes to Alaska, it is quite mysterious for many people out there, for many clients. And so travel agents that do go through destination training, we find, are much more confident. Once their knowledge base is increased, they really sell with more confidence. And we all know that when we have more confidence in selling, we close more sales, and we are able to be far more successful in selling a destination when we speak with confidence.
Exactly. Barry, you've been very quiet in the background. I know you have some questions.
I do. I have one question. I was wondering if your training covers visiting Anchorage in the wintertime, because I know there are things that are of interest there in the winter, and I was just wondering if it covered that.
That is an excellent question, Barry. This particular series of destination training is focused on high season, and it's focused on the summer season. For us, high season is mid-May through mid-September, and we decided, since that was the most popular season, and we really, for me, as far as my specialty, it's cruise marketing, as you know, was to really enhance the Alaska experience in high season, we decided to tackle summer first. There is already discussion about creating a winter webinar series as well, because we certainly are open year-round, and we are finding more and more of our clients, particularly clients who have come up already in high season, falling in love with the state and going, you know what, I really want to go back. I want to see the northern lights. They're not going to see them in the middle of summer. We have too much daylight. I really want to watch the dogs mushing down 4th Avenue at the beginning of the Iditarod in Anchorage, and they can see that. I really want to go watch the World Championship Ice Carving Competition up in Fairbanks, Alaska. It's a very different type of experience coming to Alaska in the wintertime, and we are finding that more and more of our travel agents' clients are wanting to come back and wanting that experience. They're also finding that it's a little bit warmer than they feel that it's going to be when they first decide to come to Alaska. They actually learn, a lot of people, that it's not quite as extreme as they thought. So in March, when we have more than 13 hours of daylight, and we're gaining more than 5 minutes a day, it's a lot different. It's a lot warmer than people think. It's a lot brighter than people think. You know, we're right around 25 degrees, I would say, in the month of March on the average. And by the way, these charts are in my webinar as well. You can actually see average temperatures and daylight hours, because that's one of the questions you get hit with the most, we find, when it comes to your clients. But we are finding that is really what we call the opportunity season. The winter season is the opportunity season, and we call it that because it has huge potential for growth. And we're finding that more savvy travel agents with a loyal client base just have to listen to their clients that come back, and most of them will rave about how wonderful their Alaska experience is. And when they do that, you kind of want to put them in a tickler file, and a couple of years later ask them if they're ready to go back and they're ready to experience more regions of the state, places they haven't gone before, and perhaps different seasons as well. So yes, Barry, that is coming. That is definitely coming. A winter version is the next thing on our list for webinars.
Great.
Do we remember what the webinar address is? I can tell you once again.
I know it is.
I know you're dying to hear it.
And let us know what that is, as well as if they need to reach somebody at the Anchorage Visitors Bureau office. Is there somebody you would direct them to? Is it just a is it a 1-800 number if they have any questions? I know that your office is full of information. I have been there, and it's a beautiful building, and it really stands out, and that anybody that I've experienced in there has been more than willing to bend over backwards to be able to help people.
That's great. That's absolutely true. Starting with the website, once again, our website is www.anchorage, which is A-N-C-H-O-R-A-G-E, chorage.net. And if you want to get directly to the webinar destination training program, the AWE program, you would go to www.anchorage.net/AWE, which is A-W-E, and that stands for Anchorage Wild Expert. Now, as far as phone numbers, we have a toll-free number for Travel Trade. That number is 1-800-446-5352. So once again, 1-800-446-5352. If you have specific questions about itinerary planning, specifically in South Central Alaska, we have a tourism development and sales department. I have four coworkers. We are, somebody's always out of town, but people are always in town at the same time. And that's a big part of what we do, is we certainly can help with your very direct questions that your clients have about booking time in South Central Alaska. Another thing, too, is that our website, on the Travel Trade portion of our website at anchorage.net, in addition to the webinar training, we have the ability for you to request and order free sales materials. We have small thumbnail images so you can see what it is that you're ordering, but you can order visitor's guides, maps, restaurant directories. We have a wonderful winter newsletter called the Northern Lights Newsletter, and we have a summer newsletter called the Midnight Sun Newsletter. You can order all of those materials and more. We have a 3-minute DVD that's very powerful as well that I very much recommend for travel agents who are doing Alaska cruise nights or just an Alaska night, and you're really focusing on selling Alaska. Images are really go a long way in helping you to sell Alaska, and it's short. 3 minutes is just right. It's just enough to get your clients going, wow, I have got to go there. It's very compelling. So those are some of the things that we have available. We also have our newsletter available in a Nextbook page-turner version. And for those of you that don't really know what that means, it means it's really pretty and really snazzy. It's got a little a thing that you can click on down in the corner that will turn the page for you so that you can see it as though in front of you on your computer screen, as though you actually had the newsletter in your hand and it's full color. The newsletter is also written based on Travel Trade questions. So we really listen to you as travel agents when you email us, when you call us. A lot of times we'll find trends in information that's being requested. For example, this time of the year we get asked a lot of questions about cruise transfers outside of the cruise lines, which companies provide those services, what is the cost of those services, and we can certainly provide leads that connect you with our membership. We have a membership of almost 1,200 members of the Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau that cover every aspect of tourism. So they either represent hotels, they represent restaurants, attractions, transportation, services, and we're able to get you in contact with them so that you can get the information that you need. So we answer those types of questions, and we actually highlight different and focus on different types of subjects based on the requests that we're getting in our newsletters. And we always have itinerary builders inside of them as well to really give you an idea of what your clients can see and do, really help you to give them a very good idea and help them put together a wonderful itinerary that's specific to them that is going to greatly enhance their Alaska experience.
Wow. Thank you so much, Tanya. You and the company is a wonderful resource. Thank you so much, and I'm hoping our listeners will take advantage of this. They're a great resource, very knowledgeable. How much more information can you have? 1,200 members. I think that's an amazing amount. And it's a beautiful location. So thank you, Tanya, again for being on the show. We really appreciate it. And I want to help bring you more people to your site and take your training. And those three items sound wonderful. I'm actually more interested in the certificate more than anything else. So I'll definitely be one of the people who will be at the drawing after I complete the training. So thank you. Barry, if people would like to reach you, what's a good email address for you?
Well, the timing is good here because Coco just came into the office with his toy, and he's telling me, hey, it's time to play. But Anyhow, you can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen?
My email is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. And if you're interested in following me on Facebook, it's Laureen R, and that is spelled L-O-R-E-N-E-R.
Well, very good. Thank you very much, Tanya, for coming on the show once again. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Barry and Laureen. I really appreciate the opportunity. You guys are always so much fun. I love your enthusiasm, and I really appreciate your interest in helping travel agents to sell more.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to your training and when we're on the Holland Fam. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you again.
Thank you, Laureen. Thank you, Barry.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Tanya. Thank you, Laureen. And this week I do have three news items. And one is interesting to me because this involves the company where my son works, and that's ITA Software. And I didn't know any of this was going on until I started doing some research for the show here. And I found an article that indicates that Google is interested in buying ITA Software. So what is ITA Software and why is Google interested? Well, ITA Software has a primary product, and it's called QPX, and it's a search and pricing system that airline and travel companies use. And some of the big ones that use QPX are United Airlines, American Airlines, Continental Airlines, and online travel companies like Orbitz and Hotwire. And you can check out the QPX product too. I'll have a link to the ITA Software website in the show notes. And I use it all the time before I book a flight. Now, you can't actually go to the ITA Software website and book a flight, but their software does a great job of pulling up flight information, price, and it tells you if it's a short layover, long layover, so it has some warnings built into it so that you may avoid making a mistake in booking your flight or a flight for a client. But that's ITA, and that's ITA's product, is this amazing airline software site where you can get all kinds of information. And Google is interested in that. So is Google getting into the travel business? I don't know. What does that mean for travel agents? Well, probably has more impact on sites like Travelocity and the big online booking sites rather than the travel agent. I'm not sure how software replaces a human being in terms of providing customer service. So the travel agent, I think, is always going to be providing a good service and will be in demand if you're doing a good job for your clients and the word gets around. Anyhow, this article goes on to talk about another reason that Google may be interested in ITA Software, and that's another product that ITA Software has been developing and over the past few years, and it's what they say is in the stealth mode. And it's a travel tool for non-air types of inventory, and it's called Needlebase. Now, what does Needlebase do? Well, the article doesn't really give you a lot of detail about what Needlebase does, but it says that it pulls together a lot of information from different sources, travel information from different sources. So what I can imagine is that if you're interested in taking a trip to Cancun, the software may pull together information about maybe the Apple site, bring in information from there about the prices to Cancun and schedules. It may pull in blog articles and photographs and a variety of different things designed the way you want the information presented to you, I suspect. And then also you'd have the opportunity to probably book. So anyhow, there's a link to the article in my show notes. Just stop over there, click on the article, click on the link to the ITA Software and check it out yourself and see what Google's up to. Watch this closely, folks. There may be a revolution in the travel business once again here. Now, the second article that I have comes from Travel Agent Central, and the article's entitled Incite Your Clients to Travel. And now, have you just become an order taker where your clients call you up and tell you where you want to go? Well, this article incites you to do more than that. It tells you to become a salesperson and look at your clients. You know, maybe they've been on a cruise every year for the last 3 years. Maybe they want to do something different. So look for them and offer them something a little different to do, and you know they will probably appreciate it because, you know, by now if they've been cruising for the last 3 years doing the same old thing, they may be looking for something different. And it's up to you to bring those different things to their attention. And, you know, I think they'll like you for it, and they're liable to book that vacation that you're offering them. So the article goes on to say that you need to be proactive. This is your year to be proactive, the author says, and you got to start running the show and run it confidently. and advise your clients on what they should be doing with their families during their valuable time off. Now, the article of this, or the author of this article, is Ruth Ann Terrero. And again, it's at travelagentcentral.com, and there's a link to it in the show notes. The article goes into a lot more detail and some personal experiences that you'll want to read about. Check it out. And the last article also comes from Travel Agent Central. And the article is by Michael Brown. And the title of the article is In a Crisis, The Advantage of an Agent. And Mr. Brown talks about the travel chaos that was caused by Iceland's volcanic eruption. And the people who had travel agents were in the best position to solve their problem of being stuck. And all that they had to do is to make one phone call to their travel agent and let the agent work connections and work a way around the problem caused by the volcanic eruption, the ash cloud. So one phone call to your travel agent. There is not a website out there that can do this for you or for your clients. So again, the people that had a travel agent, they were in the best position to get their problems worked out very easily. Easily for them, maybe difficult for the travel agent. But anyhow, take a look at this article. It's interesting. So in a crisis, you be the travel agent. Okay, that's the three articles I have for this week. And we'll cut it off at that. We'll be back next week. And until then, stay safe, travel safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.